Blackstone presents Gabe in the After by Shannon Dulesky. This book is read by Mark Sanderlin. To Gilbert Blythe and Anne Shirley. 1. It was Gabe's day to check for survivors. The boy hung the binoculars the scouts used around his neck and headed for the shore. He whistled, and his shoes crunched on the rocks. His dog, a German short-haired pointer named Mud, danced next to him. The wind was stronger down by the water, and salt sprayed his face lightly. He stopped, checked the boat for damage, and lifted the binoculars to his face again. Gabe scanned the opposite shore. Before the world ended, the town across the water had been a small hub with a lighthouse and marina. The ferry would cross 3 times a day, 8, noon, and 6. But now that was over. The lighthouse didn't warn anyone of danger from the rocky coast. It was still there, the lighthouse, but it was broken. A storm had damaged the glass, and there had been no one to repair it. A pale gray bird stretched its wings and flew over the water. When no other movement disrupted the scene, Gabe let the binoculars rest against his chest. He busied himself with the boat, checked again for any blemishes in the wood like Peter had showed him, and picked up the oars. He liked Scout Day. He liked being alone for a little bit, and it was something different from the usual chores of the island. Instead of mucking out stalls or making dinner for everyone, he was in charge of finding out if anyone had survived. He liked that responsibility and potential. And sure, no one had ever been at the Red Post during the 2 years he'd been checking. But still, he had a fresh burst of hope that maybe, just maybe, this would be the day that someone was waiting at the stump of wood with the sign that said, "Are you a survivor in need of help? Wait here, and someone will collect you at noon." For all they knew, whole sections of the world could have survived. He wanted to be the one to find the survivor. It was the closest thing to scoring a winning shot in a game, and he missed that feeling. Sylvia would be proud. The other kids would think he was important. He didn't want to be the one, but he hoped that he was. Gabe dragged the boat to the water. He was careful not to let his boots get wet, though they were waterproof. The water was cold, cold Atlantic blue. Once, he had been to Key West in Florida, and the water was not cold. It was the same ocean, but it wasn't cold. It didn't seem fair. He wondered if there were survivors in Key West. Maybe there was a spot at the southern tip of Florida full of kids in pastel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?